say I need to pull this up a little bit. All right, thank you. Good morning and welcome to the California Coastal Commission meeting for July 8th. And could we please have roll call?
Commissioner Reese.
Here.
Commissioner Blank.
Here.
Commissioner Bloom.
Here.
Commissioner Burke.
Here.
Commissioner Secord.
Present.
Commissioner Crewer.
Here.
Commissioner Mercurimi.
Present.
Commissioner Sanchez.
Here.
Commissioner Schellenberger.
Here.
Commissioner Stone.
Here.
Commissioner Wan.
Here.
Chair Neely.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And to my knowledge, we don't have any public comment sheets yet, or they're working on them. Okay. While those are coming forward, I just wanted to bring up to the commission that I've been approached by a couple of commissioners to talk about the best way to brief the commission on issues around the marina. And I just wanted to bring that up so maybe we could have a discussion about that in the public forum and chat with staff about setting up some sort of maybe a working group to bring forward a workshop. And maybe you could address that while we're waiting for speaker slips to come forward.
Yes, good morning, Madam Chair and Commissioners. As you know, we've been dealing with a lot of marina and boating issues over the last several years, including LCP amendments and permit items, and we're also anticipating continuing issues to be coming forward, particularly at Marina Del Rey. You heard a lot about that last month at the hearing. And so there is a need to do more focused consideration of some of the issues around marina and boating issues, LCP planning around those issues, including considering such things as slip size and the markets, current market conditions for boating, how to assure that we have lower cost affordable boating opportunities within the coastal zone, the best way to meet the demand, presuming we have a better understanding of that. Another issue that's out there and important for us to consider is coordinating with boating and waterways, and they have guidance and various kinds of policy guidance for dealing with marinas. So there are a number of issues that the commission would benefit from closer study of or consideration of through such a working group.
Okay. So how does the commission feel about that in general? Is that a workshop that you'd like to see brought forward for?
That's a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, Commissioner Wan, do you?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Commissioner Burke?
I think with the current changes in technology and economy and drive for more access, I think we desperately need this because most of us are dealing from experiences which are kind of antiquated. And I think we should hear from both sides, the boaters and the operators, because the ability to operate now has significantly changed from what it has been in the past. So I think it's a great idea.
All right. Commissioner Mercurimi?
We love workshops.
Staff?
With respect to the what we might do over the next year or so, I think until we have a clear idea of what the budget's going to hold, we want to be a little bit careful about what kind of workload commitment in terms of presenting a full-blown workshop. I have talked with Deputy Director Jack Ainsworth, and he supports this idea, and I think he would be one of our point persons for working with the commission if there was sort of a working group established to consider these things. And then through that process, we could figure out what the best way of presenting that information to the commission was in terms of format, status report to a workshop somewhere in there.
Okay. Commissioner Sanchez?
I have a question. When you say working group, does that include members of the commission?
Two members?
Oh, it's up to the commission
we
want to structure it, and I just wanted to put it out there. We don't really have anything on the agenda today, but I thought let's see if the concept is supported by the commission. We could have staff maybe think about bringing forward a structure for us to look at the next commission meeting, and people could think about if they wanted to participate, say, on the working group.
We've had, in the past, we've had subcommittees like the Roads Edge subcommittee with two commissioners working with staff on issues around them.
Okay. I would definitely be interested in that, and I would be interested in serving on that.
Okay.
Me too.
All right. Okay. Did you want to speak, Commissioner Schellenberger?
Well, I just wanted to reiterate what Dr. Lester said, is that we do have to be aware of staff time and effort on this. So you said to bring back at the next meeting. I would suggest that we just leave it with you, Madam Chair. I'm hearing support for it, for you to ask to. I think there are a lot of people who are willing to serve on it, so leave it up to you to pick two people and to work with staff and not have to make them come back next month and talk to us. Just, I think we should just do it.
Okay, it sounds good. Thank you. Any other comments? All right. So we have some public comment speakers. Cynthia Whiteley.
Good morning. Thank you for this opportunity to get up here and speak with you today. I would like to address the Coastal Commission about continued affordable coastal access at Lawson's Landing. There are hundreds of private coastal landowners in Marin, but none of them have opened their land to the public like the Lawsons have. Even Audubon Canyon Ranch is not open to the public. This is only public recreational facility in Marin that is available to low and moderate income families. Please keep this in mind as you make your decision about the future of Lawson's Landing. After all, the Coastal Act was meant to provide coastal access to the public, not just the very wealthy. Besides the obvious issues of environmental concern, public access, and property rights, I would like to bring to your attention to something that is equally important, although seldom addressed. There is a sense of community that seems to be dying all over the country, but that still exists at Lawson's Landing. Generations of family have come together year after year at this special coastal enclave for almost a century. It's a place where people know each other's names, share what they have, look out for each other, and lend a helping hand. Everyone is welcome. My special ed students who have been coming there for years still come twice a year, if not more. You don't see people with cell phones attached to their ears, eye fatigue from staring into computer screens or keeping up with the time-draining television. Instead, you see people interacting with each other, having real conversations, not texting, in a beautiful environment. No high-rises, no electricity, no traffic, and no stress. This sense of community has existed for all of these years with no major changes to the environment. When you make your decision regarding Lawson's Landing, please keep this special community and its continuance a priority. Thank you for taking the time to visit Lawson's Landing so that you can better understand the property and the setting. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. The next speaker is Tim Kosinski. Kasuni. All right. Sorry, sir.
I am Tim Kasuni, and I would like to address the ladies and gentlemen of the Coastal Commission. I am counsel for the Association of Permanent Trailers for the purpose of their appeal, and I would like to start by thanking the commission and the staff for the thoughtful, the thoughtful attention being given to the important land use issues being raised at Lawson's Landing. I would also like to emphasize, as you all know, that one of the overarching policies behind the Coastal Act and the creation of the Coastal Commission is to ensure continued public access to the coastal areas. These trailer owners, as part of the public, have been coming to Lawson's Landing for years with their children and are an integral part of the community. They are also lessees and have constitutional property rights which must be acknowledged and protected. I encourage the commission to read our appeal, also the letter we forwarded last week, which discusses at some length a recent arbitrator's ruling on nonconforming use, which is important to these land use issues. I would also like to respectfully request that I be given the opportunity to attend the inspection with the commission on the bus if possible.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Mr. Blank.
Through the chair for Dr. Lester. Do we have a copy of the letter?
A recent letter?
That was referenced, that was sent to staff about the field trip we're going to go see. At least the
It may not have made it into the district director's report, but I'm sure we have a copy of it.
Can we pass it around on the bus? Oh, we do have it?
Yes.
Does anybody else have it other than Commissioner Sanchez?
He was emailed to us.
It was emailed.
Yeah, so I just thought we'd like one on the bus just to kind of read.
We will try to find a copy of the letter, but it would be part of the administrative record when the item comes forward.
Great.
Okay. All right, thank you. And those are the only two public comment speakers I have, so we're going to move forward with the other parts of the agenda unless there's someone in the audience that hasn't filled out a slip yet and would like to address the commission during public comment time. All right, seeing none, then let's go to back to staff. Can you talk about the changes in the agenda and some of the ground rules before we start the regular calendar?
If could we take a 2-minute break while I get
okay? Sure. Let's take a 5-minute break then. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Welcome back to the commission meeting, and we'll go to staff now to go over the changes in the agenda, et cetera.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. The changes to the agenda today, item 5 is postponed, the shake order, enforcement order, as well as item 6, restoration order, is postponed. On page 9 of the agenda, item 9A, the Goleta Sanitary District, is recommended move to consent. Item 9C, Allen, is postponed. Item 9D is recommend move to consent. And item 10A is postponed.
Okay.
So that would bring us to item 3.5, but I think if the commission would prefer, we can trail that and do the consent calendar items.
Right,
and
let's
then
trail that.
One item.
That would be fine. Thank you.
So that would leave bring us to the South Central Coast Deputy Director's Report, and I'm not aware of any objections to those items.
All right. Is any objection to concurrence with the Deputy Director on those items? Seeing none, the commission concurs.
And item 7.5 is the consent calendar for South Central Coast District. And in addition to 7.5A, there are the other two items that I just recommended be moved
9A
to consent.
9A and 9D, then?
Move consent.
That's correct.
All right. We have a motion to approve the consent calendar. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Secord, second by Commissioner Mercurimi. Maker and second are recommending a yes vote. Is there any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on the consent calendar? Seeing none, the consent calendar is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Mm-hmm. And so that would bring us to item 9B, which is an application by the City of San Buenaventura and Ventura County. I understand that the city is in agreement with our recommendation and was not planning on attending the hearing today. This is a proposal to conduct repair and replacement work along 500 linear feet of an existing revetment at the Ventura Promenade to protect public access at this location. The purpose is to maintain and enhance existing public access and recreational facilities along the city's beachfront. There's no construction proposed during the peak season, Memorial Day through Labor Day, holiday weekends, and we believe the project is conditioned to address any temporary impacts to public access that may occur. We also have not identified any significant increases in the development footprint. It would be within the existing footprint of the revetment, so minor repair and maintenance, and no significant impacts or changes in the erosion or sand supply issues on this project. So we are recommending approval with conditions.
Okay. Let me first check with the commissioners to see if there are any ex parte communications on item 9B, starting on my left. Anyone on the right? All right, then the public hearing is open. We have no speaker slips on this item. Staff, did you have anything else for us to consider? Okay, bring it back to the commission.
There is one speaker slip
on.
Oh, no. That was 9A. This is 9B, so there are no speaker slips.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the Commission approve coastal development permit number 4-10-001 pursuant to the staff recommendation. Recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Secor, second by Commissioner Mercurimi. The maker and seconder are recommending a yes vote. Passage of the motion will result in approval of the permit as conditioned and adoption of the findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to the motion?
No, thank you, ma'am.
Commissioner Mercurimi?
No, ma'am.
Yeah. Any objection to a unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission hereby approves the coastal development permit. And anything else, staff?
You know, that brings us to the field trip, and we're not scheduled to depart here until 10 o'clock, but we could perhaps.
I was advised by council that we might need a closed session today. Could we do that within the time that we have here? Council, would that be a good use of our time since we can't leave for the field trip until about 10 anyway? Could we do?
Yes, we could do a closed session now. We'll need about 15 minutes for a closed session.
Okay. So if the commissioners could just join us in the conference room here, we'll go ahead and do the closed session, and then we'll come back, reconvene to announce if any actions were taken, and then we'll probably be going for the tour. So thank you. I think we'll reconvene the Coastal Commission meeting. We have a quorum at this time, and let me go to council to see if there's anything to report out of closed session.
Thank you. In closed session today, the commission received litigation information and advice in the matter of Ross versus California Coastal Commission. And in the matter of Sterling versus California Coastal Commission.
All right, thank you. And we'll bring it back to staff.
I think we have a report from the Deputy Attorney General that was trailed from yesterday.
Good afternoon, Chair Neely and Commissioners. I have updates in two cases to report today. The first is a Court of Appeal decision in Hines versus California Coastal Commission. The Hines case involved a challenge to a permit issued by Sonoma County for construction of a residence and reduction of a riparian corridor in the Serrano del Mar subdivision of Bodega Bay. The commission found that the appeal did not raise a substantial issue, and the petitioners sued the county and the commission. In an unpublished opinion, the Court of Appeal affirmed the trial court judgment, which denied the petition for writ of mandate, finding that the commission properly determined that the appeal did not raise a significant question as to conformity with the LCP, and that CEQA did not apply to the commission's finding of no substantial issue. The case was handled by Pat Peterson in our Oakland office. The second case is Citizens for a Better Eureka versus California Coastal Commission, which involves the commission's finding of substantial issue on appeal of the City of Eureka's approval of a permit for grading and other activity to remediate contamination at a former railway site. The petitioners challenged the commission's substantial issue determination, alleging that the commission's efforts to schedule a de novo hearing on the permit interfere with the city's ability to abate a nuisance, and therefore violates public resource section 3005B of the Coastal Act. On June 30th, the court sustained the commission's demur without leave to amend, accepting the commission's arguments that the Coastal Act section 3005B did not preclude the commission from hearing an appeal. And also the court found that the petitioners had failed to exhaust their administrative remedies. That case was handled by Joel Jacobs in our Oakland office. And that's all I have.
That's particularly
thank you.
Good.
Yes. Well, congratulations. Those are
very good.
Two very important decisions.
Very
thank
important.
You.
Mm-hmm. Second one particularly.
Yeah. Anything else on the agenda? We have one speaker slip.
I think other than the speaker slip, that would be it.
That would be it?
And,
all right.
Again, I apologize for the problems today. But.
All right. It was an excellent site visit to Lawson's Landing, and I'm glad we had the opportunity to go in person. The speaker slip is for Stephen Werlin. Is Stephen Werlin in the audience?
He was the individual who asked out at the site visit.
Oh, good. So he may come tomorrow morning at 9.
He may come tomorrow morning, yes.
Okay. And was there anyone else in the audience that wished to address the commission at this time? All right. Then I think that's it for the day. And we'll be in tomorrow at 9 a.m.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.